This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The AP's Shelley Adler reports the number of people arrested here in the U.S. in connection with protests on college campuses against Israel's war in Gaza continues to grow.
The sound of protesters chanting at UCLA, where more than 200 people were zip-tied and taken away by police. The Associated Press has tallied arrests at 35 schools since the protest began at Columbia University on April 18th, and that number stands at 2,000. Some of the campus protests popping up over the last 2 weeks have led to agreements with administrators to consider the protesters' demands. More often, though, they have led to arrests after demonstrators refused to disperse or vandalize property. I'm Shelley Adler.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a new round of gang attacks in Haiti.
Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence early Thursday, one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. The violence erupted in neighborhoods located southwest of the main international airport, which has remained closed for nearly 2 months. As new leaders take charge in the country amid squabbling, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety, as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said late Thursday he does not see signs that Hamas is going to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn Strip by sea. Austin stressed that the top commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East has put several security measures in place to keep the troops who are building the pier and helping with aid distribution safe. The new port is just southwest of Gaza City. Last week, a mortar attack targeted the port site, but officials said no one was hurt. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Arizona has repealed a 1864 ban on most abortions. We get the details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
The repeal was passed by the Senate in a 16-14 vote on Wednesday. Two Republican senators crossed party lines to vote in favor of repealing the ban. Here is Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs.
Today, we are doing what 23 governors and 55 legislatures refused to do, and I'm so proud to be the ones that got this job done.
The fight over the Civil War-era abortion ban in Arizona, a state sharply split between Democrats and Republicans, is the latest flashpoint on women's reproductive rights in the U.S. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court ended the constitutional right to abortion, leaving it up to the states to decide the issue. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Haya Pajwani reports on American views of China.
4 in 10 Americans see China as an enemy. An annual Pew Research Center survey found that 4 in 10 Americans now label China as an enemy. That number is up from a quarter 2 years ago and reached the highest level in 5 years. The Pew report samples 3,600 U.S. adults. Half of them think of China as a competitor, and only 6% consider the country to be a partner. These findings come as the Biden administration is trying to stabilize relations with the country to avoid clashes, while still trying to counter the world's second largest economy. The report also found that roughly half of Americans think limiting China's power and influence should be a top U.S. foreign policy priority. Only 8% don't think it should be a priority at all. Haya Pajwani, Washington.
The AP's Ed Donahue reports another U.S. Capitol rioter has been given a lengthy prison term.
A man from Georgia was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. Jack Whitten struck an officer with a metal crutch and dragged him headfirst, face down, into the crowd on the lower west terrace of the Capitol. Later, in a text message, Whitten boasted he fed them to the people. Prosecutors say 20 minutes later, Whitten kicked at, threatened, and threw a construction pylon at officers, saying, "You're gonna die tonight." In court, Whitten showed remorse for what he called his horrible actions and told the judge he has changed. The judge told Whitten the videos of him attacking police were gruesome, adding he was out of control. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. says it has been trying to engage North Korea by sending messages repeatedly in various ways, despite Pyongyang's lack of interest shown in a dialogue with Washington, while escalating threats in the region. A State Department spokesperson said the messages have included proposals on humanitarian cooperation and other topics for discussion. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.